Thursday night or Beis Kislev. In Hilchos Chanukah, there's a Mishnah Brura, which is unusually unclear as to what his reason is and why he says what he says. He's talking about a shliach lighting Chanukah licht for someone. That could happen if someone, let's say, usually lights outside and nobody's home at the Zman Hadlaka. So it's certainly an excellent option to have a shliach light for him. But the Mishnah Brura says, and actually the Mishnah Brura is talking about a specific case with men and women. A man, not spouses, but a man being mostly a woman or a woman being mostly a man. So that's another part of what's not clear in the Mishnah Brura, why the din that he says that I'm about to say it would apply to anybody for whom a shliach is doing the mitzvah. So that's also not clear. Why does he say it in this particular case? But anyway, the Mishnah Brura says the person has to stand next to you and hear the brachas. He has to be standing there and listening to the brachas and being yotzei with the brachas. So it's not clear what the Mishnah Brura is saying and why he's saying it. Even if you'll say that he only is talking about the brachas, that's the problem, but Enechanami, the shliach, can do the mitzvah for the mishaleach, even though the mishaleach is not there. That's the whole idea of shlichus. So he could certainly light the candle for him, light the menorah licht for him. But what about the brachas? So there's different mahalchim in Achrayim explaining the Mishnah Brura. For example, Rav Moshe says that the Mishnah Brura is talking about if the shliach lit at home already, and what the Mishnah Brura means is if you're not standing there, then he cannot repeat Sha'asanisim and Shachiyanu. But he could say Lahabik Neshul Chanukah. And Mishnah Brura, but if he would light by you first, before he lights at home, then he could say all three brachas, and you don't have to be there. What? No, then he can say the brachas when he gets home, because that's for himself. Then Rav Shlomo Zalman doesn't agree with the Moshe. Rav Shlomo Zalman takes the Mishnah Brura very literally. And there's all sorts of diyunim in the Mishnah Brura. It's very, very difficult. The Rav Shulchan just says, the Mishaleach should make sure to be there to listen to the brachas. So again, it's unclear what for. Now, if your wife's lighting for you or your bnei bias, then this doesn't apply. We're talking about a pure shliach, not someone else whose mechiyuv is in that house and they're lighting for you also. Some say that the whole problem is that in such a case where only a shliach is lighting for you, then you have a question of brichas haroeh. You may have to make a bracha when you see the mishaleach, in other words. They have to make the brichas haroeh, and it's not clear if he's mechuyev to or not. It's a shaila, it's a machlekes. So the Mishnah Brura means that's the reason he shouldn't do it, unless he's standing there to hear the brachas, because or else he has a problem with suffic brachas when he sees Ner Chanukah later. Kitzur, it's unclear. And Rabbi Ginsburg has this problem Sunday night. You make no wedding Sunday night, and because of the obligatory pictures, he doesn't see himself being home at the Zman Hadlaka. And I was really in Kinar David, so I don't think it's so terrible to run home. But making a shliach is obviously an option to be yotzi the mitzvah. There's no question about that. But the question is, have you messed up with the brachas? So I have a tzad to tell him to light when he comes home after the chasana. His whole family will be there, except for the kala. And how late? Until alosa shachar. They're not going to come home and go right to sleep. They're going to go home and they're going to reminisce. They're going to talk about why Rabbi Milinowitz didn't come to the wedding, I hope. No, but they won't be able to talk about that. Because Milinowitz has to go, no question about it. So I'm thinking now I'm going to tell them to light inside the house when they come home at 2 in the morning. That's unless you say they should just be Yosef the Chiyuv, lighting outside, have a Shliach do it for them. To be Soymech on Rav Moshe, and if the Shliach does it first there, he can make all the brachas, even if he's not standing there. I'm not ready to say, to be Soymech on Rav Moshe Svara in the Mishnah Berurah, from Zalman argues, and to say that he should just be Yosef the Mitzvah and be happy, and forget the brachas, is also, I don't know, that's what I'm weighing right now. You're looking at a confused rov, not sure what to do. No, if the shliach lights him, he's yaseh the mitzvah already. So I don't know. I didn't decide yet. The truth is, he should just go home. How long is it from Kino Davitz's house? 20 minutes, 15 minutes. So he'll go when people are standing around doing nothing anyway. Right after the chuppah, he should go home and light Chanukah. He has an hour to kill after the chuppah. No one's doing anything then. They could Photoshop everything anyway. Okay. He didn't pick a shliach yet. I don't know. I'm not sure if he's doing a shliach or he should like when he gets home at 2 in the morning with his whole family. Not sure. Okay, don't tell him we talked about him, not in front of him. It's not nice. Okay. It's a little worse because of the Shechiyanu. That just makes it more difficult with the brachas the first night. Okay, we're up to Shaar Cheshbon HaNefesh in Chavis HaLvogus, and we're up to Cheshbon number 4. Cheshbono in Nafsho. I don't want to embarrass someone. There's someone in this room who I think still learns one a day every 30 days. So I would ask him to say number 4 over, but I don't want to embarrass him. And he probably wouldn't want me to single him out, so I won't. Haravi, number 4, is Cheshbonu im Nafsho Begodo Tovos V'Alekim Olov. Again, the first few are all angles of Hakaras HaTov. The 1, 2, 3, and 4 is Be'Haroso El Mashiyesh Bo'Chiyusu B'Shnei Olamim. And the Koshbonu gave us the Torah, exposed him to the Torah, and gave him eternal life, or life in Olam Hazeh, and in Olam Haba. People who keep the Torah have much more pleasant lives in Olam Hazeh. Also, 95% of the time, the Torah nechbeda nemana l'hasa evrono, to take away, without the Torah, you don't know what you're doing. You're going to end up wasting your life, and doing things that are just maybe pleasurable for the moment. And you're going to, who knows where you'll end up. Ulevayr sechluso, take away your foolishness. Ulehayr einav, ulehagrivo ritzon elokov. The Torah tells you what Hashem wants you to do. That's amazing. Otherwise, we wouldn't know. We wouldn't be able to be like the others, or Avram Avinu, that figured out what Hashem wants them to do. So we wouldn't be able to do it. So, but we have a Torah telling us, and we're kona thereby eternity. How can you be anything less than boundlessly grateful for that? So the Yenu Amutus Bora, just to tell us about Hashem, Mashu Chayavlo, Hashem Otishlam Hatzachasa B'Shnei Olamim, Kleshikasav, Torah Hashem Tzmihun B'Shem Z'Nefesh, Pikudei Hashem, Yisharim B'Sam Chilev. Then once again, we'll stop here, but in the next paragraph he goes on to give an example. As I told you, every piece so far, when he wants your gratitude to be real and heartfelt, he gives you a story, and he tells you to imagine. Now, if you just read the story, it's not going to do you any good. What he wants you to do is use your imagination to imagine the scenario actually happening and to realize how you would feel about the person in the previous one, he said, the person who took him out of a coma and or cured his Alzheimer's and gave him back his seichel. That's what he did in all the previous pieces. Okay, we'll stop here. Yeah.